Welcome to Day 97 of Happier People Podcast, here with me, Jerry Banfield. I am now hiring. Would you like to make video tutorials for me? If so, I think you'll be excited to hear about what I'm offering here. To do an introduction to this, the amazing thing is that out of all the money I've spent in my business, 2 years ago, I made the best money spending decision, best move for my business I've ever made by hiring another person, by helping someone else to work full-time online and then collaborating with them. So it's amazing how I have not been doing that consistently since then. So now I've got back to it. I have a website page up here at jerrybanfield.com/jobs. So if you would like to work with me, it's jerrybanfield.com/jobs. And I've got video tutorials. That's what I'm looking for. I want to put these new video tutorials on my YouTube channel. The top video tutorials I've done have all been where I've hired someone else and collaborated with them. Because I have a unique set of skills, I can sell people on watching a video. I can get them through those first couple minutes where lots of times others struggle to keep people watching their videos. However, what I don't have is the technical knowledge to do many of the in-demand topics I'm not currently teaching. So what I'm looking for help with is help making new video tutorials on ethical hacking, penetration tech, testing, IT security, Python, Java, Kali Linux, Red Hat Linux, machine learning, Swift, PHP, MySQL, Angular, JS, Node.js, 3D rendering, natural language processing, and data science. However, if you have different skills than these, I will consider your application on Upwork depending on how you pitch it. And what I want are areas where there's a lot of potential traffic on YouTube. For example, with hacking, there's huge potential traffic, and I have 100,000 subscribers or so who are interested in more hacking videos. So I've got the audience, I've got the setup to deliver the tutorial videos, and this is a great opportunity for me to collaborate then with someone else who has the skills and to match my skills with their skills. See, I don't know IT security or ethical hacking or Python or Java, or I don't know all these things. But what I have the delivery system set up to give that knowledge out to the people that need that knowledge, who are interested in learning these things for free. What I'd like to do is just completely make free tutorial videos on YouTube, not even have a course to sell, but to just pay a freelancer to make all these videos for me, either give me copyright or a license to reuse them, and then put those up on my YouTube channel totally for free, and then that will build my YouTube channel, that will build my subscribers, that will give me ad revenue, that will help me get more students, and that will provide massive value then, a brand new class on a popular topic that's totally for free. I think that's a win-win-win for everyone involved. That's a win for the freelancer I hire. That's a win for the viewer on YouTube looking for a better quality class. That's a win for me as the YouTube channel owner who then gets the views in on my channel. So if you would like to apply, would you please go over to Upwork and go do the application on the job. You'll see on Upwork, I've spent over $50,000. I've hired over 284 people on Upwork. However, I haven't done much on Upwork in the last year or two. My friend Joseph was managing Upwork. So when I did Upwork 2 years ago, I had amazing results working on Upwork, and I would like to try that again, and I would like to make an ongoing relationship. So what I'd like to find is a freelancer who can teach a bunch of different things consistently over time. So to make hundreds of hours of video tutorials for me. I'd also like the freelancer to be as fast as me at producing videos. So if I can produce a video in an hour, I can produce 30 minutes of video. I'm looking for the same. I'm not interested in paying someone for an hour of work that can only put out a minute or two of video in an hour. I want someone familiar with my video production process. So if that sounds like you, or if you have skills that are similar like C++ or other programming languages. If you have skills that you think I could put out on YouTube, then I encourage you to apply in this job. Now, the one thing I will let you know, I'm not looking to pay a lot per hour. I'm looking to give someone the opportunity who's willing to work for a very low price, because there are lots of people who are willing to work for $10 or so an hour and who can do exceptional work. And then I want to be able to get a lot of hours of work. So if I could pay $400 a week and get 10 or 20 hours of video tutorial and just go through and get everything that person knows, that'd be a great deal for me. I'm not looking to pay like $50 or $100 an hour unless you've got a lot of proven experience and you have the exact topics and you can crank out. If I pay $50 an hour, you can crank me out 30 good minutes of video in an hour of work. So I'm very excited to get started with this today on Upwork. I just posted this an hour ago. What I hope is useful about having this conversation is that I trust my inspiration. I woke up this morning and felt like this was the right thing to do. I'd been thinking about doing this for a long time, and I felt like it was the right thing to do this morning to just go set this up. It's also amazing how after this was one of the single best things I did in my business, I went off and did all these other things. That I didn't seek to put more focus on repeating the very best thing that worked in my business. The most powerful thing I've done to build my business online is collaborate successfully with others. And the better I'm able to collaborate with others, the better it is for everyone. Now, you might ask, well, why would someone who has all these skills, why would they want to just get paid by you to make the videos? Why wouldn't they just put them up on YouTube? Well, the problem is just putting them up on YouTube or on their own, they're likely to have problems with the money aspect. So most people don't want to do anything without getting paid, so to speak. I'm kind of crazy in the sense that I just do all this stuff and I believe or set up or expect that it will pay in the future, but I'm willing to do all this work before there's any money involved. Now, a lot of people who have professional skills don't want to go do things like spend hours and hours and hours like I did on Udemy. When the first year I taught on Udemy, I spent hours and hours and hours and hours, like hundreds of hours, thousands of dollars trying to make my very first video class. And it didn't even break even until I'd been on Udemy a year. So that is a barrier. Most people with these kind of technical skills I'm looking for may have tried uploading a video to YouTube, may have tried putting up a class, but the problem is just doing it on your own's not likely to get you anywhere. You really need a partner. As with everything in life, you need a partner who has complementary strengths and weaknesses. For example, my weaknesses, even though I've got millions of people who've watched the ethical hacking videos on my channel that I paid to get made, I don't know anything about ethical hacking or penetration testing or information. I mean, I know some things, but I don't know how to sit down and show you all the things that are on my channel. So I just don't have time and energy to learn and know everything. However, I do have a YouTube audience. I do know how to market everything. So when you combine those two things together, it's really powerful. And what I've noticed online is that especially it's key to combine different strengths and weaknesses together. For example, this League of Legends video, the coach himself was not hugely known as far as I can tell in the League of Legends community. However, when he did this video with me, I wasn't known in the League of Legends community either, but the two of us together made a video that was worth watching. When I explain why hacking's worth learning right at the beginning of a hacking video, that makes a big difference to people just casually looking and browsing on it. Like some of the other videos that people don't explain why you might want to learn something, and then the people just casually interested who might watch 10 hours of a video don't watch. So my strengths go together with someone who's got technical skills. What I've learned is that if I want to have a great business, if I want to really help other people out, it's up to me to figure out other ways to make opportunities for others. So I'm grateful today. I've been thinking about having this jobs page up for a long time. Now, if you watch this, and it's February 15th, 2017. If you watch this sometime much later, the jobs page may have changed, but any jobs I have available will be on here. And the jobs I have will always be, as far as I can see, contract labor. I'm not looking to hire anyone or provide any benefits or any specific responsibilities or an office ever. I believe that everyone, I prefer working as a contractor. I like to have my freedom. I like to be able to set up everything in my own life. So I have no intentions of ever having any employees in my business. I've worked with hundreds, if not thousands, of contractors online. And I like everyone else to have a chance to build their business too, and to not be dominated by me, so to speak, but empowered by me. And if you might ask, why isn't Erman making some more hacking tutorials for you? He's busy programming his own website. He's trying to make a website like Udemy right now, especially after what happened to me. He thinks that he has the chance to launch a website just like Udemy. So I have made all of my courses available for Erman to use on his new website. So Erman's a great example of a great collaboration together, and I'm looking to do some more of those. So I share this on my Happier People podcast because this is what I'm doing today, and I hope this is useful for you in seeing one of the things I've found for being happy in life is making effective partnerships with others. What you'll notice in my business, in every area of my life, I do partnerships with others. I don't do hardly anything successfully where it's just me. Like my living situation, I have a successful partnership with my wife. Online, I have a partnership with a bunch of different people. I even have a new partners program where I list the partners I'm working with on my website at jerrybanfield.com/partners. So you can see I'm even offering my partners private label rights. And then when I produce these new videos, my partners will get access to use these videos as well. So if my partners decide they want to take these maybe 10 hours of video tutorials that I've made with a freelancer on Upwork, if they decide they want to turn them into a video class somewhere, then they will be more than welcome to do that. So I hope that this will be a very valuable addition to my partner program because my partners are hungry for new video tutorials also. My partners get private label rights on all my videos, which allows my partners then to go use these videos as their own. So my partners, once I've finished up these tutorials, will have the ability to simply add their own introduction instead of mine and see what results they get using the exact same videos if they desire. Or they can chop the videos up. I tend to put them in long videos. So my partners have the ability to then make money off of this as well. You see, when I create things, I try and make things that do as much good for as many people as possible. So this entire system I've got, I hope I could pay someone to make the videos. I then would give them away for people and educate people for free on YouTube. Then my partners could use them to make additional money. And then I theoretically should get some ad revenue out of YouTube. And then I should get more subscribers and everything just snowballs then. So what I try and do in my business is think about how am I helping others as much as possible? What am I doing to help someone else be happier with their business? And I think my partner program is awesome because it's $49 a month for access to 3,000+ video tutorials. And if I'm adding new tutorials that I've paid for every month, I can essentially use the money my partners pay me to make new tutorials that I put out on YouTube that I then give to my partners that they then use. You see, it's just a beautiful cycle of circulating back and forth, back and forth. I give, I receive. I give, I receive. So I try and focus today on what I'm giving. And I'm honored to have the chance to offer a job to someone today. And yet this takes a leap of faith. If I actually thought about it this way, which I don't, my brother says I have absolutely unreasonable confidence. I sit here and think, well, I might spend $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 to pay freelancers to make me video tutorials, and then I should get lots of income from YouTube ads, maybe some more partners. It should work out very well. Someone else might look at that and say, "You mean you need to spend several thousand dollars before you're going to even find out if this works or not, so to speak. Well, I've got experience with it before. But I take big leaps of faith all the time, too. And I take them especially in the context I just explained to you when there's so many different potential people that can benefit. The freelancer benefits first from getting paid. They're able then to work online. Then next, the users on YouTube benefit from having the video tutorials to watch. At which point I theoretically potentially benefit some with the ad revenue, but realistically the ad revenue takes at least a year or two to really... It often, like on my very top videos, the ad revenue is like $100 or $200 a month. And on most videos, it's $10 or less. So we're not talking a ton of ad revenue on YouTube. It's $2 or so per 1,000 views, which means to make $2,000, I need a million views on a video. And I've only got one video with more than a million views, although these two are coming up. Potentially, they may get a million as well. But then... You see, there's so many people benefiting. That's what motivates me to take a leap of faith. Now, if it was just me trying to scheme and make some money, I wouldn't be motivated to take a leap of faith like this. I wouldn't be willing to lose, essentially, if it was just me profiting. But if I'm going to spend several thousand dollars to pay for, hopefully, 50, 100 hours of new video tutorials, I'm willing to take that chance because it's a guaranteed win. Even if I don't make any money, I'm helping people learn for free. Even if I don't make any money, my partner should be able to make some money on it. Or at least the freelancers got paid to share their experience and people have got to learn. So this is the mindset that I use inside my business today, which I hope is helpful for whatever it is you're doing today. And I'm grateful that so many people have collaborated with me and given you the chance to be here with me today. Because I wouldn't be here if hundreds, if not thousands of people around the world hadn't collaborated with me in terms of working together. Now, the downside of that is so many people have collaborated with me, I'm not open to just getting an email and doing a Skype phone call the way I used to be. That's a limitation. I've worked with so many people online that outside of the context of hiring an exact freelancer for an exact thing that I need, I'm not interested in, say, sitting down on, or standing up on a Skype call with someone and talking about for an hour or two about what I might do for them. I've done so many things online now that the only way I'm accepting any new opportunities outside of what I create is through existing clients on my Patreon page. So I've got a services page, and then I've got a Masters in Online Business Administration Facebook group. So if you want to get to know me, then the easiest way is to sign up on Patreon. If you want to collaborate with me, I do my primary collaborations in my Masters in Online Business Administration group, which when you go sign up on Patreon, then you can go over there. And if you're in the mastermind or the partner level, at the mastermind or the partner level, there's great opportunities to just chat with me and collaborate. And then if you actually hire me, if you want me to make video tutorials for you, or if you want me to do something for you, I have options for that on my website as well, under the services tab. So that's, as with everything in life, there's limitations. The better I do online with collaborating with others, with making more tutorials, the less available I am for anyone else who wants to come along and have me do something. So I appreciate you being here with me today and experiencing this. I hope this is useful for you, whether you're here to try and look for the job, whether you are here to just learn my process, whether you're just interested in stopping by to say hi. So I'm streaming this live on Facebook now, and then I'm uploading it on YouTube and on my podcast next. I stream it live on Facebook because Facebook shows this thing around all over the place, whereas YouTube and the podcast, I can't do the podcast live, but YouTube, there doesn't seem to be any benefit. So my exercise for today is to go invite some people to apply to my job, because one of the most effective things to do is for me to find the exact kinds of people who've listed the skills I already want on Upwork and invite them to the job. And what I do, I essentially plan for failure. So I'm planning to hire 5 people for 5 hours a week to start out. So that's 25 hours a week. And then I'll figure that three or four of the people aren't likely to deliver videos consistently. They're not likely to do that great of a job with it, no matter what they've said up front. But then I should be able to get one or two people who do a good job consistently over time, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for 100 plus hours of video tutorials and to just get all the knowledge someone has and get that on my YouTube channel. So thank you very much for experiencing this episode of Happier People Podcast with me today, day 97, approaching 100 soon. I'm grateful you're here, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.